Now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. It's a good time, too, to offer our personal thanks to Steve Bruner and all he does for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And Cheryl Jones is here with us. And thanks to you for effortlessly, it would seem, coordinating. We've had a Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month for 12 months. We missed June. Okay, but that's a pretty good record. And I can't thank you enough for doing that. It really adds a lot.
We appreciate all that you do for it, so it's my pleasure.
It's a pleasure. And today we have a wonderful pair that I've deliberately not asked you guys too much because I like to wait and ask those questions when we all can hear. But I've had a little bit of a chance to meet Bill, but not enough to ask him if it's Bill Bothy. Bothy, sorry about that. And sure. Bill Bothy is here along with Taylor. Bill, where are you from? What community?
Well, we're from. I live in Upper St. Clair presently.
And yeah. Are you a Pittsburgh native?
No, initially from Steubenville, Ohio.
And what brought you to Big Brothers?
Well, it was one of those things that I wanted to do something where I felt I could have an impact or help someone. And once I retired is when I got into it. I just didn't feel that I could do the service prior to that. But once retirement came along, it was the ideal time for me to get into something, and I've been very happy with it.
You must have had a very busy life prior to retirement, based on what you just said. Can you tell us a little bit about the kinds of things you did?
Well, I was employed by a National Steel Corporation, and then I ran a trading company business for them, and I got into a position where I could retire, they sold me the business. So then I took the business private, and I had my own private company.
I see. That's happened, with a lot of folks. As larger industries decided to get out of certain businesses, they still had clients to serve or
right.
needs to serve, so they would end up in the hands of guys like you. What's your background?
Well, as far as what, schooling or where?
Well, what kind of things did you do for National?
I was corporate director of purchasing.
Ah, it must be fascinating to you to see the whole world of eBay and the internet
yes.
and the way it's all. Ricky and I were just talking about yesterday how informed buyers and purchasers must be. Almost everybody seems to be, not to take away from the art, because there's still contractual terms and all
right.
sorts of things, but it's what a world it's become.
Yes, the communication in the business is what changed everything. It used to be that you dealt with people over old types of machinery and
mm-hmm.
telephone calls in foreign countries. Today, all that information is readily available immediately, and every country knows exactly what's going on in everyone else's positions.
Well, let's meet Taylor, and then we'll talk a little bit about the two of you. Taylor, how old are you?
I'm 16.
And where are you from?
I'm from Washington County in Canonsburg.
Oh, terrific. Well, as you may know, we have an affiliate in Washington that hopefully some folks that you know are tuned in. Where do you go to school?
Cannon McMillan High School.
And how long have you and Bill been together?
Probably about 9 years.
Oh, my gosh. So you, that's amazing to me. I had no idea. So at the age of 7, you've had a 9-year relationship. Cheryl, that must be, is that common or?
It's not common, but it's hoped for. That's what we always go in hoping for, that they'll last this long. So.
Oh, that's great. Let's go back to when you were 7. Do you remember the first time you met Bill? Or the first, does something stand out from that first year?
Yeah, well, I remember the first day that I met him. He came to my house, and just to get to know each other, we kind of like walked around my neighborhood and just kind of started learning stuff.
Wow, that I'm amazed. I had no idea. And now here you are. I assume you're close to driving. Are you?
I should be getting my permit in about a couple weeks.
Yeah, I didn't get mine till, I guess I was 17. It's fine. I got my permit early, but I didn't take my driver's test until I was much older. And I think I was 18 or 19. Because there wasn't a car available for me to drive, so it was kind of, what's the point? But I remember that was rough, at least for me. What kind of things do you like to do on your own? What are some of your interests?
Hang out with friends, play Xbox, just the normal.
And what do you play? Do you have favorite Xbox applications? I'm curious.
Yeah, I really like Call of Duty. I just got Call of Duty 5. It's like first-person shooter kind of stuff. That's my favorite.
I'm so out of touch with those kinds of games. And Christmas Day, I was watching my 7 and 8 year old nephews. They mostly have racing games, you know, like Daytona 500 simulations and other things. And I can't believe it looks like a lot of fun. And I've probably have to learn how to do some of those things. Is this your junior year?
Sophomore.
So you have a ways to go. Yeah. Yet, do you have any favorite academic subjects?
Yeah, history and French.
Ah, well, that's great. Why? It's great that you enjoy French. Have you thought about like using that?
Yeah, I was hoping after high school, I was probably going to go into the Marine Corps and try to become a translator or something like that. Go overseas, because I've also been studying other languages like German and Japanese and stuff like that.
There's a real need for that right now, and it sounds like Bill, with some of his international background, has some good insight into that too.
Well, it's amazing with his French. I mean, he's a sophomore, but he's in his third year of, French now. So he's moved quite along, and this year is his first year of German. So I'm amazed that, and he's an A student, so that very proud of that too.
Now, tell me a little bit, Bill, about your first encounter with Taylor. Here, you would have been in your early 60s, I'm guessing, because of you mentioned it was around the time you retired, and you had a couple careers, so I'm thinking you were probably around that age.
Slightly older.
A little old. Wow. What was it like when? Do you mind if I ask your age?
No, of course not. 77.
Oh my goodness!
Yes.
You look much. I don't like to assign ages to people, but you seem much younger. So you would have been about. You would have been close to 70 when the two
close.
Of you met. So at 70, you decided. Now, did you have
68,
siblings?
Actually, yes.
Siblings in your own life?
Oh yes, I have a son and a daughter, and
okay.
Both of them have two sons.
Okay.
So it, and we had always, as a family, in the summertime, taken each one of the grandsons in with us for a week, without their families, just the boys.
Mm-hmm.
We did things all the time, and as they were getting older, it. I was still interested in it, and when I got Taylor, I got to do the same things all over again and still, you know, kept me young.
Well, that's great. What are some of the things you like to do now together?
Well, the last couple of years, we've done a couple of things that were very interesting, I think, besides the normal sports games and the Kennywood and the Sandcastle and the Science Center
and Taylor,
movies.
feel free to jump in as you guys talk. But.
Yeah, the whitewater rafting was the last one we had done, but prior to that, his favorite, which we did a few years ago now, was flying. That was something special.
Got to fly a plane over Pittsburgh. It was pretty fun.
Do either of you have a pilot's license?
No. Well, I had one years and years ago, but no, I have had a relative that was a fighter pilot, and after he finished that, he became a pilot for Delta Airlines, and he owned his own airplane. So he flew down to Washington County Airport, and we went down and met him, and he had permission ahead of time to fly over downtown Pittsburgh. And once we got up in the air, he turned the plane over to not over Pittsburgh, but outside of Pittsburgh. He turned the plane over to Taylor and let us let him fly the plane, which was fantastic.
What was that like?
Well, I was probably around 10 or something around that time.
My.
So, I mean, I was pretty excited to go back to my fifth grade class and kind of brag about that. It's pretty cool.
Who else is in your family, by the way?
I just have my mom and my aunt. Not a very big family.
Yeah, it's got to be great to have Bill is part of the family too.
Yeah.
As an addition. I've mentioned this before. Cheryl's heard me say this. I'm the youngest, okay, and my two older brothers are older enough that I almost was like an only child from about 10 on or so. So I really missed having somebody to do stuff with like that. I mean, my dad was around too, but it's still kind of nice to have that. It's a different relationship with a brother. Gosh, the flying just sounds cool. Whitewater rafting, I've still have not had the courage to do. How'd it go?
It was great.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Yeah.
We didn't do too bad either. I mean, that was my first time, and I mean, we didn't crash and break the boat or anything, so I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm curious, you mentioned the military is something you were thinking about, and the Marines in particular. Do you know anybody who's serving now? Or
yeah, I happen to know a lot of people that just got back from the Iraq War. My cousin just got back from Iraq a couple weeks ago, and she's home now. She was home for Christmas. So
how is she?
She's good. She's good. She was in Baghdad for a little bit, but she's safe.
Good.
But Taylor also spent 2 years in the Young Marines.
Oh, what's that?
As a background.
It's like the Boy Scouts almost, but it's trying to prepare you for almost a future career in the military for whatever you want to do, like the Army, the Navy, whatever. But it teaches you just basically the rules and all the stuff that they do in the military and just try to prepare younger kids for that.
And one thing we're really interested in, Larry, is if there's some politician out there somewhere that has can appoint someone to one of the Naval Academies or West Point. That's what Taylor would really like, to get an appointment to one of these. And
well,
his grades support it, definitely.
I would think you have a very, and I can't think of his name, but a very progressive county executive in Washington County who might take Taylor under his wing. And there are some others too, and a lot of times I was just talking with Senator Wayne Fontana, who would not be the right person to ask because he doesn't represent you, either of you. But we were talking about so few people actually ask when it gets right down to it. You know, that people talk about it, they say they want to do it, we'll put out a plea like, hey, if anybody happens to be listening, but just dropping him a note, the right person, that could really be meaningful, I would think, is a possibility, especially if your grades are sharp like they are.
Well, I did that 2 years ago and wrote a letter to all of them and tried to get – and I had some responses. But the major problem – not problem – when they get into this, then the boy or girl must be a junior in high school.
Mm.
And so we were too early at that point. So we're going to try to follow this up a little more.
Yeah, we were trying to kind of jump the gun on that. And we started sending letters whenever I was only in eighth grade. So
well, you're off to a good start, right, Cheryl?
Yep. So. And Bill's a wonderful advocate, as you can tell, for trying to set Taylor in the right direction. So
Cheryl, can you tell us something about these two that they might be too modest to say, or?
Well, I've probably known them as long as they've been matched. Even though they're down in Washington County, they do come up and do lots of things in Allegheny County. Bill was Big Brother of the Year in 2005.
Yeah.
So, and then we acknowledged, you know, the great works that he's done with Taylor and the great relationship that they've built. And he's just, you know, he embodies everything that we look for in volunteers. So.
Well, I think, Larry, one of the main mistakes, not mistakes, is people that are retired have the gigantic opportunity to work with Big Brothers and get involved. And there's always such a demand for men in this group. There's boys on the waiting lists, you know, many times over of what they can fill. And it's an ideal position for a retired person that has the time and everything to do it. And they will definitely get as much out of it as they put in it, or more so. And so it's like having another family member.
Yeah,
that's close.
I can tell just by looking into your eyes and hearing you talk. It's clear that, you know, having Taylor in your life is really meaningful. And the same for you too, Taylor. Is there anything else you might want to add?
No, he's been like a father to me. So ever since the day I met him. So I think we made the right decision.
That's a good way of putting it. Well, normally we have younger people. You're 16. I'm still going to give you a pass to the Children's Museum because there's some pretty cool stuff here to look at and
see. We've been here. Well, a few years back, we came down and went through the whole thing,
so
too. Enjoyed it. It was very much.
I'm going to give that to you on behalf of the Saturday Light Brigade and also the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. There are some pretty cool things to look at, or you can come back another day to see it. I meant to ask, too, Taylor, if you might want to say hi to anybody that is tuned in or listening. I don't know if your mom's listening right now.
Hi, Mom.
I'd get in trouble if I didn't do that. You might, too, depending on how your mom would feel about that. And Cheryl, is there anything else you'd like to add? I know the need is always there for volunteers. And also, if there is somebody right now who could use a mentor in their life, a brother or sister, could you explain the best way to get engaged in the process?
Well, there's many ways to get involved. You can call us at 412-363-6100. And if you're a parent who has a child that could use a volunteer, a mentor, we can get you started that way. If you're a volunteer, 18 years or older, and you have time to make a commitment to a child, give us a call again, or you can check out our website at www.bbbspgh.org, and you can actually sign up online, and we can get you started that way.
Don't forget, too, you can be a couple, sort of acting as a big brother / big sister, or so if you're looking for something to do as a couple, you can do it. And Bill might be at one at the end of the age extreme, but they're younger people. Garrett Cooper, who was here with us a month ago, is I don't think 30 yet, and he's involved too. So it's a great way to open up your life and to make a difference. Thank you both. For making a better world by, you know, really, you're setting, not only impacting each other's life, but I think as people see you, it's inspiring to them. And good luck with your coming military career.
Thanks.
And Bill, thank you, too, for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. It's been a pleasure.
More information about how you can get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.